ride. In the last hour, we talked about hazardous things you might find around your home when you're remodeling. We were talking specifically in the 9 o'clock hour about lead and asbestos. But Elisa called in, calling from North Central Phoenix in a master bath remodel situation where she has mold in her tile in the shower. And she's inquiring as to how dangerous it can be. So let's bring Elisa back into the conversation. And I think I have you back, Miss Elisa.
Yep. Yep, you do. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Here's a couple. I've already taken you through a couple misconceptions about mold. And here's another misconception. You can't get rid of it simply by toothbrushing it with Clorox. Okay. It's rooted deep into the grout and into the thin set. The chances of you being able to eliminate it are virtually nil. There are ways you can cover it up for some amount of time by doing a grout sealant colorant. You will clean the grout, then you will color the grout in an epoxy sealer or an acrylic sealer, and lock it in to where the moisture quits getting to the mole. But as long as that mole is being fed moisture, it's going to be impossible to eliminate it once it's started. And for those of you dealing with black mold or green mold or gray mold underneath a bathroom sink, never, ever take a spray bottle of Clorox and start spraying it thinking you're doing something good. The spores on the mold react in a nanosecond. The second they feel that breeze, that's how they reproduce. They explode with seed and spores, and all you're doing is spreading the mold. Never use a spray bottle when you're trying to eliminate mold from your house. So, Elisa, you can go to the sealant colorant grout option, and that can buy you some time.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not, and then I had a question about the remodel because the bathroom is so big and there's things in it that I wouldn't want anymore and
okay.
A lot would have to be changed around. Would you get a bathroom remodeler person or like an architect? Like who do you start with is what, because I never know. I get all kinds of different advice.
Well, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to surprise you with who you start with.
Okay.
You're married?
Yes.
Okay. There's two of you using that bathroom.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all both need to go. Very first stop is to a cardiologist.
Uh-huh.
You really do.
Thank you.
Listen, my master bathroom, which is 6 feet by 6 feet, two sinks, one potty, and one stand-up shower. Jennifer and I are the only two that use it. The only thing I've taken out and replaced, and it's a 1960s shower, a 1960s cabinet. I didn't take out the tile. I didn't do anything. I've spent $19,000 just replacing some plumbing fixtures, refinishing the cabinets, and doctoring up the grout in the tile. And that's
okay.
And that's with me, not Jennifer doesn't pay me when I work at the house. That's just what we've got invested in material.
And it's not done, Elisa.
Well,
but it is 2 years. It is 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and we've spent $19,000. Listen, Elisa, just listen to me real close. Yeah. I have a spreadsheet here in front of me. I'm going to tell you about the last five bathrooms. My remodeling company, Master Bathrooms, my remodeling company has completed. In Scottsdale Ranch, for a family who, this is the third project we did for them, they spent just north of $70,000 in their master bathroom for a bathroom that was fairly large. It was 204 square feet. That's $350 a square foot. That's the cheapest master bathroom per square foot that we've done in the last 3 years. We have another bathroom in McCormick Ranch. They spent $55,000 for a bathroom half that size, 100 square feet, it was $508 a square feet. I can tell you from my experience, if I look down all these jobs we've done, North Phoenix, North Scottsdale, Carefree, Paradise Valley, Scottsdale Ranch, McCormick Ranch, the lowest per square foot price we've done is $350. The highest is $500. But you could go higher per square foot. It literally is one of the most expensive rooms in the house you can remodel, depending on what you spend on finishes and plumbing fixtures. I can tell you this from my experience. If you remodel the bathroom completely, take it down to studs, all new plumbing fixtures, all new flooring, all new cabinets, all new lighting, all new mirrors, all new finishes, you can take the value of your home and figure you're going to spend between 10 and 15%. So if your home is worth $60,000, $600,000, your master bathroom remodel fit for that price home in your neighborhood on a retail basis is going to start at between $60,000 and $90,000. That's why I say all master bathroom and kitchen remodels should start with a visit to your cardiologist. After the cardiologist, I want you to go. Yeah. I want you to go to a plumbing wholesaler that has a showroom, and I want you just to ask a lot of questions, and then get as many answers as you can. Jennifer and I spent 2 hours in Las Vegas visiting 7 different dishwasher manufacturers because our dishwasher died 2 nights before we left, so we got to go buy a new one. And I said, I'm not buying a new one until we find out what is the best of the best. Go to the plumbing supply stores, ask a lot of questions. You're going to see a zillion different options. But on the way out the door, ask them, what bathroom remodeler buys their material at this warehouse that pays their bill on time, that has happy clients? The wholesaler that's providing to the professionals knows who the good guys are, and they also know who the bad guys are. At Rosie on Right Remodeling, we get a lot of our business from our wholesalers that we buy from because they don't want their customers to have a bad experience. So hit the the cardiologist, hit the plumbing supply stores, and if you want a copy of this spreadsheet, I'd be happy to send it to you for free. But that's about what you'll spend for a master bathroom remodel.
Yeah, that's too much right now. We have 4 children, and one's almost in college. So yeah, that would be too. I think maybe just doing the little things like you said, and we got a new toilet a year ago, so maybe we could get, you know, do the mold in the shower and just kind of deal with it for a while.
Well, you're not far from Arizona Tile. Just go into one of the Arizona Tile showrooms and have them show you the grout sealing colorant product, and they'll kind of talk you through what it takes to get it done. And it will at least, in theory, lock the moisture from getting through to that mold, and you'll actually be coloring the grout, so you're covering the mold as well. Okay, well, there you go, Miss Elisa.
Another idea for Miss Elisa is today the grand opening of that Habitat store on 43rd Avenue in Indian School, and they have 5 locations. That's a great way to find some good product, even sometimes some great product, and save some money.
Absolutely. All right. I want to take us back to where I left us about 20 minutes ago on repairing sheetrock. We've already talked you through how to cut the repair piece of sheetrock, how to mount it in the wall, and how to apply that first bed of tape and mud. So you've allowed that to dry completely overnight. What I want you to do now, I want you to get a large sponge like you would see at a car wash, a very large sponge. As a matter of fact, if you go to drywall wholesale specialty supply shops, they will sell you drywall sponges. But any fine textured, not coarse, fine textured, large sponge will work. Dampen it and simply just brush left and right over your repair. You're going to be taking out the drag marks that you left with your 4-inch blade, and you're going to be smoothing it down. You don't want to take all the joint compound off. You just want to smooth it down. Smooth it down where you can't see any creases or bumps or ridges, or what I was talking about earlier, those drywall boogers. They're all now wiped down. Now, that joint compound is going to be a little damp. So again, you'll need to go pour yourself a glass of Arizona Sun tea or a hot cup of coffee. You'll let this damp drywall mud dry for about an hour or two. Then you can go back, not with a 4-inch blade, but go back with an 8-inch blade and simply apply a clean layer of drywall mud right over the top of what you already have. You're done. Let it dry. The next day, sponge it down a little bit. And then when you're applying texture, that's the next place it could be tricky as to whether or not you've got a spray texture. That's easy. You go to the hardware store and you buy spray texture in a can, and it duplicates what you've got. Great. And if it's skip trowel, that's a little harder, takes a little practice. But the great thing about drywall repair is when you're done, if you're not happy with it, just get it all wet, take it all off, and start all over again. All right? So there you go. Let me go to Hector calling from Santan, see if I can help him with the project he's trying to tackle. Hector, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Rosie. Awesome show, by the way.
What are you up to today, my friend?
Well, my wife had a request. We have the side of the house where I used to put the trash can that's a dirt area. It's about 3.5 feet wide, 50 feet long. The garage has a door that leads into it. She wants me to build a doggy door in one of the rooms to lead out there, fence up that area so that's where the dogs can use the restroom and have their little area instead of using the whole backyard.
Great.
That section.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, is that a good place? Because I don't want the smell as bad as it does when it rains. The smell kind of, I don't know, multiplies.
It does. Well,
I was just wondering if there's any steps or anything I should do to get that process started to make sure it's a good little home for them.
All right. Well, I have found in my experience that wife requests become life's realities. Okay, so you are going to build this dog compound, all right? You just know that. Here's a couple things. In the doggy door that you install, make sure it goes into an area that can be locked, that someone can't use the doggy door to enter your house. I tell people to, generally, that's a laundry room door. If it's a laundry room door and the house is empty all day while you're at work, put a deadbolt on the laundry room door that you lock from the inside of the house. And the dogs are free to come and go, get out of the heat and the cold, have a bed in the laundry room, their water and food bowl, but they'll go outside to do their business. Other than that, all you can do is get in a rigorous protocol of picking up to keep the smell from getting bad. And I can tell you that we raise German Shorthairs. We have two down, an English Pointer. It helps a lot. We have a kennel in the back corner of the yard. We don't put them on concrete. We put them on pea gravel so that everything that they emit from their body percolates into the ground. I hose it down regularly. And I'll tell you another thing. In the doghouse, in that kennel, I use cedar saw chips that you can buy in bulk. And that goes a long way to eliminating any of that dog aroma. So there's a couple tips for creating that dog area. They'll appreciate it. Your wife will appreciate it. And I want pictures of when it's done. But the one thing about doggy access, did he say German Shorthair?
Said German Shorthair.
Oh, I see. Okay. He said German Shepherd, didn't he?
I think so.
I got the impression it was a big dog. That's a big enough door for someone to climb through. Okay, so make sure it only goes in to a secure, locked area of your home. You'll be glad You did. A good, strong, one-inch throw deadbolt mounted on that door, accessible and lockable from the outside. So you get in that room. You actually need a key to get out of that room. They can rob all the dirty underwear and socks and laundry soap they want, lavender fabric softener and all that, but they can't get in to your master bedroom where the family, you know, heirlooms are. Okay? There you go, Hector. I hope that helps. Well, we have covered a lot of ground today, and we've got a little bit more time and a little bit more ground to cover. I'm going to wrap up right now and come back to... Is this person's name?
Sean.
Sean. Okay. Let's take a break so Sean we can go Tucson. Get some coffee.
I'm late on break. Let's go. Let's go.